through the ward a few years
ago. Right.
Yeah.
They are tucked away off Main Street in the city of Tonawanda, and on Monday, they welcomed Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul to see their operations.
You know, Intersect is a two-year-old company who's had a significant role in COVID. Luckily, we were able to help out a big part in manufacturing face shields.
Co-founders John Kappel and Brian Bischoff are University at Buffalo graduates in their 20s. The company was among many who took advantage of the governor's call to produce equipment needed in the COVID pandemic with some state support. Hochul says having local companies produce PPE helps the state rely less on foreign-made equipment. She recalled how states were bidding against each other for precious equipment earlier in the pandemic.
And now those states are in need of the equipment that places like this are making. So I think they're going to be busy for a long time, with particularly with the COVID-related products that they're manufacturing right here in Western New York.
Intersect's co-founders estimate at their busiest, they had been producing up to 500 face shields per day. Some of their units have been distributed nationwide, while some have been donated to local first responders. The company employs two full-timers and a half dozen part-timers. They are looking to expand, but co-founder Brian Bischoff says they'll do that carefully.
Yeah, being a younger company, that we're the investors. We don't have outside investors. We have to spend every dollar smart. We're not trying to expand too fast, because I've seen people expand way too fast,
right,
and then it bit them in the butt and they've had to shut down.
The company also uses its 3D printing operations to produce components for larger products and some small promotional items, such as 3D printed chicken wings. They even presented Hochul with a customized blue bison keychain. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.